부시킨 여신의 직각 직각 I can't sleep 온몸이 따뜻한 수분 jumping to my car 특히 너네 까만은 not a fight 가슴 때유라 so special my bed is what a fight 아이즈와 kick drop kick drop let's start 내눈 꽃처럼 내 꺼야 what's so full on my going 눈치 아픈 내 눈이 맑아 꼭나간지 모를 때 before the typhoon I might not die don't let me think it I guess somebody need somebody somebody want somebody everybody talk somebody so the body 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 I'm there I'm there She loves you, 사귀와 하지 love. 너 따로 갖고 싶게 안기 싶단 말이야. Excuse me, Miss, Mr. Mrs. Masquerade. 어떻게 빠르시니 요구하는 time limit. 거꾸로니 부르는 말에 앞도 3일이. 진특이와 어유 something to or dreaming. 살고 와 love.
party.
É pau, é pedra, é vida, é o caminho. É hash, TikTok, é um pouco sozinho. É o caco, zibido, é o vida, é sol. É a noite, a monte, é o laço, é o sol. É peroba do campo.
Idly Holdly, J-Papa versus Metal Low Rinos. This is Buddhist Ned Flanders, Jim Haku. I'm here back in the realm of whatever, and to tell you what you heard today, and I'm going to try to keep it brief because I really got into trouble last week with some stuff about, I watched the Lords of Chaos movie, which is bad. I didn't like it. It's more of a, it's an exploitation movie. It's a metal exploitation movie. Exploitation horror movie with some, metal, musician, biography kind of spliced in there. Soap opera style, kind of. I would compare it to the Germs movie, What We Do Is Secret. It's kind of that level of taking these kind of weirdo characters and turning them into, not cartoons, I guess there's two ways to go with it. I said something about turning musicians into cartoons. There's I wasn't being literal. Cartoons was not a good thing, metaphor, because you can use cartoons to tell the story of a musician. There's Ed Piskor's Hip Hop Family Tree is a good example, maybe the only good example, but it is an example. Turning musicians literally into cartoons is actually possibly more respectful. You could actually tell their real story maybe more accurately than turning them into some kind of either one of two ways. You can either turn them into like some kind of mythical kind of like avatar of coolness or whatever you're going for, turning them into this kind of archetype kind of person who's no longer a human being anymore. Or you can go in the other direction where you're turning them into like, this is just an average, they're just like you and me, it's just an average teenager, which is also inaccurate. I felt like this Lords of Chaos movie kind of made them, these characters, these Norwegian guys, Norwegian metalheads in their 20s, kind of made them into like American millennial teens. Don't think is accurate, unless they did act like American millennial teens. I really think the accent seems like it would be not a seems like a detail. Maybe that's picking a little. I don't think it is. I think it's a big deal to have them in this very inconsistent. Sometimes they do a little bit of an accent. It's worse than like Kevin Costner in Prince of Thieves, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Anyway, and the thing about the book is just a bunch of interviews. So all these all the events depicted in the movie, you hear each individual's take on that, and all the stories contradict each other. So to make a dramatization of that, you'd have to pick one version of each story to go with, and they kind of did that. I don't think that part of it was maybe. I think people like this movie because it showed, I guess, people that don't like black metal. It shows these like heroes, quote unquote heroes of the genre, in a bad light. It shows them to be kind of just kind of these dweebs. I don't think it goes far enough. I don't think it makes them nearly as bad enough as they are, I guess. I don't know. And the other thing about them, I use the term life metal, and in the movie it makes me look really stupid. Maybe as stupid as I am. It's not clear yet. I have to research. I have the book here. It's many pages, and I was sure that my version of life metal was told somewhere in this story. In the movie, life metal was a term Euronymous uses to make fun of the death metal musicians. They should call death metal life metal, because they're really not they're not literally worshiping death, apparently. I kind of felt like, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a joke. Maybe not a joke, but it's like a horror movie. Death metal is like a horror movie, which, but then their story is literally a horror movie. But, well, there's some things there. But anyway, I said life metal was what they called it. I'm pretty sure maybe in this, it's either in this book or some other interview or someone said that. There's all these contradicting stories about the terms. And I believe there was also a Christian death metal band that used that term as well. They literally called themselves life metal. And Sun O. They use the term, I guess, and they're saying it's an in-joke. I guess it's not an in-joke anymore because it's in this movie, which is going to be thought of as the, now it's like enshrined as like, this is like the story. I usually recommend like these sort of music biographies, even though if the story is not actually 100% correct, I usually would recommend them anyway, but I don't recommend this movie. It's just, I don't know, they make like Euronymous into like the straight man that you can relate to. I don't think it's the case. He was pretty extreme. Can talk more about that later. Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to come back to that. But in the meantime, I do recommend the DVD of Until the Light Takes Us, the second disc. That has a lot of information with the other people in that scene. Fenriz, there was the guy from Enslaved. They might interview that guy from Thorns, Snorde. Hard to say that name. Without sounding like one of the Seven Dwarfs or something. But, yeah, he was the guy who drove Vark to kill Euronymous. But he was actually important. He was actually important, you know, with the music stuff. He actually, the whole, like, the tremolo thing that actually doesn't, it just kind of doesn't just come out of nowhere. Someone had to think about that and actually do it. I don't know. Anyway, but they talk about the music on the second disc and, like, maybe some non-insane viewpoints. Anyway, let me tell you what you heard. Gojira, the top. Tori. Namie Amuro. Full Moon. Marty Friedman, featuring Jinx of Black Metal Brides, not a band I listen to at all. Sorrow and Madness. That was Jinx on the violin there. Good album, Wall of Sound. That was not quite last. I think it was 2017 that album came out. Butter 08. That was like a semi-supergroup. It was the members of Chiu Amato, Russell Simmons from the John Spencer Blues Explosion, the drummer. He also had vocals on that track. And Rick Lee from the band Skeleton Key, who also was a founding member of Enon. Might have more from Enon, because that was Toko Asada? Not sure about that name. Yasuda? Toko Yasuda. She was not originally in the group, but she eventually became the vocalist, and that's how they're best known. And she's now playing keyboards with Slater Kinney. Weird. Sun after that, with Aurora from that Life Metal album, which I just had to get. I just got the download from Bandcamp. I can hook it up to. I'm concerned about hooking up. To really listen to that album, you have to hook it up to a big stereo. I can get the cables out or whatever if I need to. I could just buy the album later. It's only $10. It's whatever. Interesting footnote, that album features Tim Midyat of Silkworm and Bottomless Pit. It's interesting that Steve Albini connection there. Steve Albini recorded the album in Chicago, Electrical Audio Studios. They have a good message board. Haven't checked that in a while. Also has Anthony Patras on keyboard, one of the organ players. Anthony Patras also worked with John Zorn at some point, which we'll get to later in the playlist here. It's not a very long playlist. I have some very long songs today. Chiba Motto, that was also featuring Russell Simmons on vocals. Coincidentally, played that song before. Aguas de Marzo. Oh, don't have the special little Portuguese C with the thing on it in my character set, of course. Aguas de Marzo. Marzo. Portuguese is hard. From the Super Relax EP. And that's R.I.P. João Gilberto, who did not write that song. Tom Jobim wrote that song. But João Gilberto did a very nice cover of it. And it actually went through many covers before that particular... That's actually a cover of the Elis Regina and Tom Jobim duet. Duet, that's a word I could say. And if you know Portuguese, it's probably not the best pronunciations. Probably mangled it. But hey, I don't know. You try to do something sometimes. Anyway, John Zorn's Silmaculum. After that, The Illusionist. Simulacrum is more like it. Simulacrum. And that is an album. The album is called Simulacrum. John Zorn is the composer. The band is made up of John Badeski on organ, Matt Hollenberg from Cleric on guitar, Kenny Grohowski on drums. Kenny Grohowski is also drummer for Imperial Triumphant. Probably going to hear them at some point. What else did I have about that? Anything? I don't know. 2015. Oh, I missed the show. They played in Philly. Unbelievable. Missed the show. Unbelievable, and yet kind of unbelievable they had a show in Philly. Believable that I missed it. I have a fucked up schedule at the moment. The Mollus at the end there. Headphone from the newish album Gate. It came out last year. That's actually a re-recording. This newest album has some re-recordings of older songs that usually does not work for me at all. But this is pretty good. It's pretty good, like the guitar sound on that. And you should go over to the Mollus Bandcamp. And they're having a problem with getting a new visa. I thought they were living in Buffalo. But apparently that was temporary and they moved back to Japan. And now they're trying to get the visa to tour America again, I guess. I'm not sure exactly the situation. But they're having a problem with it. So they need to. They have some special merch packages over there. Check out the merch section on their thing. And that's what you should do. And you should keep trying to murder anyone or burn anything down this week. All weeks. Do that all the time. Try to keep that. You should really, if you've done it, just get a new calendar and mark off the date. You want to get a steady non-burning things down, non-murdering. You want to get in the habit. You just get a habit going, and you just do it every day. You just get through the day. It's like, oh, another day. Didn't do it today. That's how you do it. And you just hopefully keep going like that. So, good luck with that. 気をつけて。